A group of hand-picked clerics will be meeting in Rome next week to discuss making some changes in the Catholic Church. One of the items on their agenda is whether or not to ease restrictions and allow priests to marry. To find out more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Paul Murphy, history professor and director of the Institute of Catholic Studies at John Carroll University in Ohio. Thanks a lot for talking to us. Now, are we talking about full-on priests?
If they choose to do this, that would be the case. This is, in the context is a meeting of the Church of the Amazon region. People who are afraid that Pope Francis is going to change too many things, such as married priests, are trying to claim that they're handpicked, as you put it. In fact, all the bishops who, in fact, are already serving in the Amazon region, and so he didn't really handpick this. Many of these men were picked by John Paul II and Benedict. But the argument, the question is, if we're going to effectively serve, that is, if the church is going to effectively serve people in this very remote region, does the church need to become more indigenous to the region? And would it be possible, given the very small number of priests there, so in some areas one priest for every 10,000 Catholics, would it be possible to ordain some men who are, let's say, they're mature, they've already shown their concern for the people, and therefore they would be ordaining married men, and therefore there would be married clergy if they choose to go in that direction. That has got some people concerned. Others look at this as another step forward in the church's dealing with the issue of the shortage of clergy and the question of celibacy.
Do you think the Pope is in favor of easing the rules?
Well, I think what the Pope is in favor of is effective evangelization and effective missionary work. And I don't think he wants issues like celibacy to become treated as sacred cows that can't be changed, whatever negative effect there might be in some places. But what he has said is he doesn't want to order this change. He also wants to, through these synod meetings, decentralize some decision-making in such a way that he has said if the bishops of a region ask for this change, he would be very open to listening to them. So I think what we're going to have to wait and see over the next 3 weeks or so is how the bishops of that region move in that direction. There are married Catholic priests today. Most people don't recognize this, but there are many priests who are either former Episcopalians or former Lutherans or former Presbyterians who've come over to the Catholic Church, been ordained, and are married and functioning as priests. So it's not as if this has not happened before. And all of the priests in the Byzantine Catholic tradition, as we call it, Eastern Christians, Eastern European Christians who are in union with the See of Rome, they are permitted to be married. The question here is you'd be allowing another step forward in permitting it. And this has some conservatives concerned that they'd say, well, there are priest shortages in dioceses in the United States. Could a bishop make that decision? So I think conservatives among Catholics are very concerned about this. Progressives among Catholics are very hopeful about this, but we'll have to wait and see in the next few weeks.
How frustrated are the really hardcore conservatives with this pope?
Oh, I think they're very frustrated. And I think they were hoping that he wouldn't have a very long papacy and he wouldn't be able to make many changes. But the longer he lives, and frankly, he looks pretty healthy to me, the more changes he's able to make as he moves along. And this is, you know, in the past, he's had issued documents that push the envelope on issues of marriage and divorce. He yesterday met with a Jesuit priest who was a well-known advocate of the needs of LGBTQ people in the Catholic Church. That picture was plastered all over the media. They're very concerned about this. The Pope is about to name 10 new cardinals who are the men who will elect his successor. And it's gotten to the point now where the majority of the cardinals have now been selected by Francis. That in itself, I'm from Chicago originally, we count votes. And that in itself is significant because that means that most of the votes in the College of Cardinals are to be cast by men chosen by Francis. And I think that has more traditionalist Catholics very concerned that these changes will be irreversible.
Thank you very much for talking to us today. We appreciate it. That is Paul Murphy, history professor, director of the Institute of Catholic Studies at John Carroll University in Ohio.